Director General, ladies and gentlemen, it's a great pleasure for me, an honor, to read to you the statement prepared by Guy Ryder for this occasion, the Director General of the ILO. Director General, dear friends, thank you for joining us on this celebration and the launch of our joint e-learning course and child labor in agriculture. ILO estimates show that almost 60% of all child labor is in agriculture, and nearly 70% is unpaid family labor. We all know that this is not light work, but labor that robs children of their childhood and which keeps them in the trap of their unacceptable circumstances. Rural poverty and food insecurity are commonly driving forces behind child labor. So eliminating child and forced labor and eliminating hunger go hand in hand. This challenge demands coherent policies and action for the rural economy. Policies that assure men, women, and young people above the minimum age of work decent wages and working conditions and basic social protection. We must pool our efforts to ensure that agricultural supply chains generate decent jobs with respect for core labor standards. At the same time, we must address the constraints and vulnerabilities of small-scale producers and rural households. Consumers rightly expect that people who put food on their plates and clothes on their backs should not be child workers or forced laborers. Rural children should expect to benefit from quality education and decent work opportunities in their communities. Our e-learning course sends a clear message that it is imperative to end child labor in agriculture. This tool will help to build the capacity of agricultural stakeholders as well as labor stakeholders and others to fully engage where they can best contribute. With agriculture and labor working together, we are one step closer to achieving target 8.7 of the Sustainable Development Goals to end child and forced labor through decent work for all. In doing so, we will also be contributing to realizing other goals of the agenda. Thank you.